This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday during a lightning tour of the Middle East said Washington was reviewing Hamas's response and that he would discuss it with Israeli officials when he visits the country on Wednesday.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we continue to believe that an agreement is possible and indeed essential, and we will continue to work relentlessly to achieve it.
U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas earlier issued a statement saying it had submitted a response to the ceasefire proposal. The proposed deal, drawn up more than a week ago by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs at a meeting with the Egyptians and Qataris, would secure the release of remaining hostages held by militants in Gaza in return for a long pause to fighting. Crowds gathered in Antakya on Tuesday, the capital of the southern Turkish province of Hatay, the one-year anniversary of a devastating earthquake that struck Turkey and neighboring Syria, killing tens of thousands. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Millions across Turkey are mourning the loss. More than 53,000 friends, loved ones and neighbors killed in the country's catastrophic earthquake a year ago. To mark what it calls the disaster of the century, the government has put on commemorations. But crowds, angry with how officials handled the tragedy, jostle with police chanting, "Government resign." While crowds walking on the banks of the Orontes River call for Lütfü Savaş, the mayor of Hatay, to resign. Amid the fog by the Orontes River, people chanted, "Can anyone hear us?" echoing the voice of those buried under the rubble. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nearly 60,000 died a year ago in Turkey.